to all who come to our happy place. Welcome to the No Guilt Disney podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about Disney parks than most grown women should. And we're perfectly okay with that.
You know it.
Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa, and you can find me on Twitter at Gertie the Dino and on Instagram at Insightful Life.
I'm Jane, and you can find me on Instagram at RealMousewifeWDW and on Twitter at RealMousewifeFL.
Hey, y'all, I'm Patty Holiday from NoGuiltDisney.com and No Guilt Travel. And we are a travel agency that specializes in Disney, run Disney, and Universal Vacations, which I know nobody is doing at current time. However,
but we are all thinking about it.
Keep us in mind for your next vacation, because I'd love to help with that. You can find me on all socials at No Guilt Life. All right, y'all, look. Real talk here. I am hungry. This whole lockdown thing, it has me all the time thinking about food. Now, here's the crazy thing. My day-to-day really didn't change all that much. I've always been a work from home person. The only difference is that I have more people in my house milling around. So I don't know why all of a sudden I'm eating hashtag all the things, but I am eating hashtag all the things. And it's getting ugly. It's getting really ugly here. Well,
I have some really bad news for you.
Uh-oh, what's that?
This episode is not going to help your hunger pangs very much. Might get a little bit worse.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
I know. It's like torture, right? Something like that. Look, I'm going to blame Teresa for this. This is all on you, Teresa, because this was your big idea.
And I'm going to pass that blame on to Twitter, because why not? So a few days ago, I saw my friend Carrie, who has the blog Princess and Her Pirates, and she put out a question to people. And I thought it sounded like a really fun discussion for us to have on the podcast to bring a little Disney into all of our lives.
So we threw this question into our Facebook group, which if you're not in there, go join No Guilt Disney. And we asked them, what Disney food would you like delivered if you could have it delivered today?
And any restaurant, snack, drink, everything was up for grabs. And this is not Walt Disney World specific. We had options. I know some people gave things for Disneyland. Disney Cruise Line was brought up a little bit. And you could create a whole meal. It didn't all have to come from one place. So we got a lot of really good suggestions, and I do want to eat all of them right now.
Yep. And as Jane likes to say, oh boy, because you're right. I am not. This is not going to help with my food issues at this time. All right. But anyway, so we're going to get started. The first one that we have here came from Amy, and Amy says that she wants the entire breakfast buffet with extra pecan butter for the sweet potato pancakes from The Wave. And then she also wants a side of Pog juice. Now, I love The Wave. I love The Wave breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Wave is one of those, I don't want to call it a hidden gem, but it's not really on a lot of people's popular list,
right? It really doesn't get talked about as much as it should. I'm always surprised that it's how under the radar it does seem to be.
It does, right? But it is awesome. And I fully support Amy's suggestion here. I had to laugh. I was like, you want the entire buffet? And she was like, well, that might be a little bit much, but a little bit of everything would be all right. So
yeah, I mean, hey, go big. We put no restrictions on this. So
that's it. I appreciated that right out of the gate. She was like, nope, I want it all.
I want it all. Oh, and Pog juice. Guys, what's in Pog juice? Do you know offhand?
It's I believe there's a confusion whether it's pineapple or passion fruit for the P. O is orange, and then G is guava.
Yeah.
I frequently mix Pog juice with champagne from Mimosas. It's the best. Minute Maid has a guava passion fruit like mixture juice or whatever, and I can't lie, that was on my list for quarantine shopping.
I actually just made a mental note that it's going on my list for quarantine shopping, because that sounds
really
good.
I'll send you a picture of it, because sometimes people are like, I can't find it. And I'm like, no, you have to look for it. This is what it looks like.
Because that sounds really heavenly right about now. All right. Yeah. All right,
so Amy, you also need to bug Jane about this if you are missing your pog juice.
That's right.
Well, I also, I want to shout out Heather, because Heather, she wrote she wanted Tonga toast, but she also specified pretty much the entire line of Boma's breakfast buffet. So we do have another person who's really missing their breakfast buffet, but this one is for Boma.
Heather is one of my best friends, and we frequently eat at Boma. And I'm glad that she brought it up, because I wanted to add to the list Boma's tots. Because if you haven't had the tots at Boma, you haven't lived. I swear they sprinkle them with crack.
Well, my favorite thing at Boma is the spicy mustard that they have. It's over at like one of the carving stations.
Yeah.
I can't tell you why it's so good, but I remember as soon as I got home after I ate there for the first time, I went online. I'm like, somebody has a recipe for how to make this mustard. So that's how you know it's good. It's the very first Disney recipe I ever had to look up.
That's funny. Let's see. Rebecca says that she wants a Mickey pretzel with the cheese. Well, you know, she's a runner too. So, you know, you got to have that cheese in there. And then as a meal, she wants cheddar soup with pretzel bread from Le Cellier and a giant beer. Fair. Oh, so good. So good. All right. What else, Jane? What do you have?
Christina focused on Disneyland, which I absolutely loved. And she said she wants a banyan beef skewer and a pretzel with a side of banyan sauce from Bengal Barbecue at Disneyland, which I've never eaten at.
Oh, it's the best. It is. That's another one of those. I don't want to call it a hidden gem, because I mean, like, all the Disneyland regulars are like, girl, please, we eat there all the time. Look, I know you do. But when people just talk about food, it doesn't always come up. This Bengal barbecue is not always mentioned in like the best of lists, and that's a mistake, because it is awesome. And they have mobile ordering.
I used to skip it
a lot because the line can get long, but mm-hmm. now that there is the mobile ordering, yes, I'm a big fan that they added that.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Yep.
She also suggested the chicken fusilli pasta from Pizza Port in Tomorrowland, which I can vouch for this because I've eaten this before races as my pasta. Delicious. A Neapolitan milkshake from Flo's. I will take anything from Flo's, FYI.
Yeah, at Flo's, let's just put that on the list. The whole entire menu from Flo's can be delivered to my house at any time. Thank you very much.
Yes, please and thank you. Mm-hmm. Chef Oscar's potatoes from the Carnation Cafe.
Yes.
Which I was also like, oh, as long as we're bringing carnation, I will take some fried pickles.
Oh, yes, and ma'am.
She wanted a mint julep from Royal Street Veranda.
But I'm curious, is it the current mint julep or the former neon green one? Because I do miss the neon green, the old mint julep that they used to have.
I'm team neon green as well, but you know what? You're in Disneyland, so you got to have a mint julep. So
absolutely.
All right. Well, who else do you have popping up on your list there, Teresa?
I'm going to go to Sally. And she said, well, if we're going crazy and can have whatever we want, she wants the 7 Mile sea scallops from Olivia's with bread pudding from Ohana for dessert. And she was one of many who put the Ohana bread pudding. I know my friend Faith was another one who had that on there. And I think in at least a third of the responses, something from Ohana was listed, which I know made both of you very happy.
Because Ohana.
For those of you that don't know, you have to go back to one of the most, one of the first, I think it was our first unpopular opinions. Teresa confesses that she doesn't care for Ohana, and Jane and I almost kicked her off the podcast at that point. because that's just messed up, man. No, that's just
the very first time I almost got kicked off. They're all food opinions.
Like, you know, when the show has a pilot and they cast somebody else, and then by episode 2, they have somebody else in the lead. That almost happened.
Well, I'm going to say something that might also be controversial, is that, so when I was coming up with my own list of foods, which all happened to be carbs, I had put Jer's bread and butter pudding from Raglan Road, because I think that one is superior to the Ohana bread pudding. I do like Ohana. Like, I'm not saying their bread pudding is good, but the one at Raglan Road is better.
I haven't had Raglan Road, so I can't weigh in on that yet. I will, though.
Yeah, I'm just not a bread pudding person. Like, it's good, but I'm not like, oh my God, I have to have this.
These are the only two I like.
That's what I hear.
That's funny. All right, well, Evelyn, by the way, happy birthday, Evelyn!
Woo! Woo! Well, happy birthday.
Evelyn said that she wants an ice cream kitchen sink from Beaches. All right, girlfriend, mad respect, because you're just like hitting this one out of the park. You're like, I don't want just an ice cream cone. I don't want a dang Mickey bar. I want the whole kitchen sink. If I'm going to have anything delivered, that's what I want. Fair enough. Fair enough. She also wants Mexico quick serve nachos and mac and cheese from the Regal Beagle. I mean, Regal Eagle.
I was waiting for that.
That mac and cheese, y'all, that was like, I went just to pick that up a couple weeks ago. It was like along the way. And I was like, oh, well, as long as I'm passing, I might as well get this mac and cheese.
Might as well. Yeah. I have regrets that I haven't had that yet. Like, big regrets. And now I want barbecue. Oh, gosh. All right.
So Stephanie suggested that she wanted the Monte Cristo pommes frites Mickey beignets with vanilla dipping sauce from Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
all of that.
All of that. The pommes frites alone with the dipping sauce that they have. I don't remember what's in it, but that's my, you know, keto who. Like, that was, I totally blew the keto diet when I was at Disneyland. And it was like,
is that Cafe Orleans?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So good.
We have Tara, who she said, if you extend the parks to include the cruise ships, she would pick up the chocolate souffle from Palo. It wouldn't travel well, so I'd have to eat it in my car or boat? Question mark. She did also toss in, otherwise, I'm going to go to Disney Springs, Chef Art Smith's homecoming fried chicken sandwich, side of roasted sweet potatoes, and chocolate pecan pie. And since I'm in Springs, some guacamole and chips and a margarita from Frontera Cucina.
Tara, when are we traveling together next?
Because
she orders enough food for our family. So she's making sure everybody's getting included here.
She also has great taste.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Tara, we're going to go and eat with you next time because, yeah, that sounds perfect.
Yeah. Homecoming is always on my list to check to see if they have a reservation anytime I'm visiting Florida.
All right. So Alicia says that she wants a cronut a la mode in Epcot. And Jennifer wants the Patriot's platter from Liberty Tree Tavern, including ooey gooey toffee cake. That is all.
I cannot disagree with that. That cake is really good.
I have not eaten in Liberty Tree in so long.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
I can't even remember what any of the food tastes like.
Well, it sounds like you need to go and get yourself a Patriot platter.
Oh, there's pictures. Y'all join the No Guilt Disney Facebook group because there's a picture of this cake and now I want it.
Oh, yes. Jennifer came through with pictures. Look at that. All right. Yeah.
She did. Mm-mm. She was here to back up her choices.
Legit.
So Jillian says she wants school bread from Norway, a yes, bacon please. Cheese roulade from France, bacon wrapped asparagus from Bengal Barbecue, and a Matterhorn macaron.
Jillian's going coast to coast. Yeah, she's going coast to coast.
I will vouch for the school bread because that was, again, all my items were bread related. That was my snack that I was going to request. We have Stacy, who she also would like the Mickey pretzel with cheese, the beer soup from Le Cellier, sticky wings from Kona Cafe, tots so from Friar's Nook, and she's there with the Ohana bread pudding. And since I'm there, may as well grab a Lapu Lapu. And my friend James, who's not a Facebook person, he also put in the Lapu Lapu as his request.
Let me tell you something, Stacy. Here's my little secret. I do poor man's Ohana at Kona. I show up at Kona, and first of all, they serve you the bread, which is very similar. I don't think it's the same bread that you get at Ohana, but it's good enough, right? The butter is really what we're there for. So we get the bread, and then I get the wings, and I get pot stickers at Kona. And then I bat my lashes and beg and say, pretty, 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 please, can somebody get me an Ohana bread pudding for dessert? And depending on your server, they can do it. They just don't always want to do it. But if you ask enough and you kind of make it sound like, oh, but everybody else does it for me, they will eventually cave and go and get you a bread pudding from Ohana. Of course, you have to do this when Ohana's open. But my understanding is they share the same kitchen or parts of the same kitchen anyway. So it's not a huge thing. It's just not on the menu. But those are my favorite parts of the Ohana meal. And so I will go, if I can't get into Ohana, I will go to Kona and I will order things separately like this. Since obviously it's best if you can share it with somebody, because the pot stickers and the wings are a meal each, in my opinion. And so if you have somebody to share with you, it works out really well. But yeah, I'm down with eating with Stacey too.
There's a lot of people on this list we can eat with.
Well, whenever the parks open again, maybe that's what we need to coordinate is a big no.
Whenever we're allowed to actually see each other in person.
Right. That's right. When this is over. All right. So Roseanne gave us a big, long list, man. She's got a lot of good stuff. I am going to throw in from her list that we haven't seen yet is Cousin Megan's meatloaf from 50's Primetime Cafe. And then she also threw out something from the Disney Wonder, which is chocolate-covered Nutella Oreos. Mm.
I didn't know that was something that existed, but I really want them now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that can get delivered to me too.
Okay. Our list is getting long.
Yeah. As I mean, like I said, we all went into this hungry, so none of us should be surprised by that.
We had another Amy who suggested she would like the entire buffet from Cape May brought to her house.
That's a lot of seafood too, right?
Dinner is, breakfast is pretty standard, but when she was asked, do you mean breakfast or dinner? She said all of the above.
Awesome. Awesome.
Awesome. All right. We have Caroline, who she's really missing the Tokyo sunset from Epcot.
So proud of her.
Clara says she wants an apple from Main Street Confectionery. And Carolyn Elizabeth says that she wants, again, a Mickey pretzel, but all the popcorn flavors. You guys know there's something magical, mystical, something or other about the Disney popcorn. I don't know what they put in this. I don't know how they make it so special, but I have never had bad popcorn at Disney World or Land, either one. And so when you throw in all the different crazy flavors that they can do, down with that idea.
Well, and that's, you know, one of the small, tiny reasons I really want to go to the Asian parks, because I think it's Tokyo that they go really wild with some of their flavors.
Mm. Well, I've seen some of those on like Instagram and stuff, and I'm like, I don't like my food to touch. So, you know, for me, I'm always like, ooh, what does that taste like? But they can't be really that bad.
That's funny.
On the topic of popcorn, Jennifer, she had a very, very specific one, the freshly made warm caramel corn from Caramel Cooch in Epcot.
Yes, girl. Yes. Yes.
We know. We know Tanya is also all in on that.
Totally. Well, I don't think there's anything on this list that Tanya would tell you guys know about. Let's just put that out there.
I definitely saw someone on Twitter today making this caramel popcorn from scratch.
Yeah. Carly was making it. Carly Weasel, if you guys are following her or not, you should. She is on Instagram and on Twitter, and she is obsessed with a lot of things. But one thing that she's obsessed with is caramel popcorn. And so she's in lockdown in LA, and she figured out how to make it herself. So that's probably who you saw.
Probably.
Yeah, Leanne also threw in on her list something that we hadn't seen yet, which was a Dole Whip float, which for everybody that loves their Dole Whips, I was really surprised we didn't see that a whole lot of. But I think people were kind of focusing on like a real meal. They wanted that real meal.
Yeah, Faith also wanted something from Aloha Isle, but she wanted the pineapple upside down cake with the swirl on top.
So Elizabeth said she put in another vote for the Mexico nachos at Epcot. She also wanted chocolate ice cream from France and beignets.
Hi, I see you, Elizabeth.
All about beignets.
Wait, can we also add her other comment? I hope I don't have to eat all this at once. Yes, I think, you know, these are our quarantine snacks. So yeah, feel free to space that out a little bit, especially everybody who's going for the entire buffet. Yes.
Socially distance your food as well.
That's acceptable. That's acceptable. Jill, tomato gin soup from Raglan. See, I've never eaten at Raglan Road. So I'm like, tomato gin? I'll believe you if you say it's good, but that don't sound good to me, girl.
No.
No. But she does redeem herself with bread service from Sanaa. I do like the bread service.
Also on my list. So good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My favorite, the citrus swirl from Magic Kingdom. So yes, Jill, I'm just not going to eat that soup with you, but the rest of it, everything on your list, I'm there for it.
She also mentioned steak from Yachtsman. I'm in for that.
I was in for the onion rolls from Yachtsman. If you have never had these onion rolls, like, I eat nothing else out of that bread basket, and I always have to stop myself from only eating all of the rolls out of the bread, like the onion rolls from the bread basket, because I could fill up on those with, like, the roasted garlic that you put in between it.
Ugh, that sounds so good.
I really want it. Somebody needs to bring it to me right now. Why is this just theoretical?
I know. Again, we're torturing ourselves. Why are we doing this? Why?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Sheila Ann is just very thirsty right now, because on her list, she has the grapefruit beer from Germany, the citron slush from France, the avocado margarita, and tequila flight from Mexico. And she was also in for some of the caramel corn from Germany. Sheila,
I think she's just trying to stay hydrated
at home. I'm hoping that her family's not driving her to the wall. She seems like she might need a break.
Hydration is key.
Yes.
She's concerned about keeping her fluids up. That's all. all right, Kate. Kate is saying strawberry soup, meatballs with lingonberry from Norway, and a citrus swirl. Now, I don't think I've had those meatballs, but I have had that strawberry soup. And while that's not as weird sounding as the tomato gin soup, eating strawberry soup still was a weird, that I had to like talk myself into that first taste. But then after that, I was all in because it was good. It was really good.
Really?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. Mm, okay.
Well, not so much.
I'll have to try it. No, I've never tried it. So like just hearing you describe it, and I was like, oh yeah, because like if it's strawberry, it should just be cold. It should be ice cream.
Well, it is a cold soup.
It is cold. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like,
so then it's just strawberry milk.
It's like a smoothie-ish texture.
It's kind of like they just, I don't know, blended up a bunch of strawberries, Jane, and threw.
It is really good. Like, I'm also not something I typically would go for. And it was one of those things I had to try because everybody talks about it.
Exactly.
And I don't know if I'm craving it to the point where, you know, that's something I would want delivered. But it was better than my brain was thinking it would be.
That's the answer.
I'll put it on my list.
We had Chrissy, who she said, OMG, yes, the meatballs. Can I add the entire smorgasbord? And she also put on her other request is for the frushi, which at the Flower and Garden Festival that we are all missing at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the frushi is pretty good. I thought that one was pretty delicious. Abby Grace says corn dog nuggets from Casey's with plastic cheese.
People in your cheese.
Yeah, you're fired again. everything from Ohana and then nachos from Captain Cook's.
I mean, I'm here for the Ohana. Mm-hmm. Elisa also wanted the corn dog nuggets from Casey's, and she also said beef udon from Katsura in Japan, peanut butter and jelly milkshake from 50s Primetime Cafe, and a blood orange margarita from La Cava del Tequila. Can we all just bring the whole bar to us?
I would say, look, La Cava is going to have a longer line than normal as goes by all of this.
It's gonna be insane. It's gonna be insane. Janice says corn dogs. Janice is my cousin, so heck yeah, Janice. We'll have some corn dogs together. You know, the little red wagon corn dogs at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. I've never had a corn dog.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. I've never had one until the little red wagon at Disneyland. So I will vouch for that is a good one to start off with.
Definitely, definitely.
So we have Laura. She also is another one in for the beer cheese soup from Le Cellier. And she wants one of the chocolate croissants from France. And she's joining me and Jill for some of the pastries at Kringla Bakery in Norway. So they better be making a lot of school bread.
And Heather chimed in again for Dole Whip floats. And she also said turkey legs, which is something I've
found.
Never had.
We found the turkey leg fan.
The turkey leg fan, because the rest of us are like, ew.
The one.
Sorry, Heather, they're all yours, son. Now, I was about to say, you know what's missing on this list? Not once have we ever, none of the restaurants mentioned have been brought up at all that are located in Animal Kingdom, including everyone's beloved Avatar, Krapatar Land. Which doesn't surprise me because it sucks and you guys don't believe me and I can't believe that nobody. However, Evelyn had to chime in and she said that she likes the make your own bowls at Satuli with the chicken, wild grain rice and beans and the chimichurri sauce.
And I'll be honest, when I made my list this morning, that was the first thing that went on my list was Satuli.
Ew, no, you're fine.
I love Satuli.
Well, did any of you guys? I have at least one thing that did not mention it yet. But did either of you have anything else on your own list that nobody brought up?
I had two. I had the tachos from Woody's Lunchbox, mm-hmm. and fried chicken from the Plaza Inn at Disneyland.
That fried chicken is delicious.
What do you have, Teresa?
I have the fried green tomatoes with the blue crab fennel salad and the smoked paprika oil that was available. It debuted last year at Flower and Garden, and that was high on my list of the one thing I was really excited to get again. So because I've missed out on it at this point, I'm hoping somebody will bring it to me. And then I was thinking, if these kitchens, maybe if they can resurrect something that used to exist and no longer does, I would like to see if somebody can bring me the fried green tomato sandwich with sweet potato fries that used to be at Hungry Bear in Disneyland. I miss that sandwich a lot.
I've never had fried green tomatoes either.
The only thing I want and the only thing I ever want in Disney World, you broke my heart. You broke my heart. The baked potatoes from Liberty Square.
Y'all. It's like year five of us still talking about this.
It is. They've been gone for forever now, and I am still mad about it. I still just get really ragey. Yeah, I want the baked potato back. And don't give me that baked potatoes are hard to make, because come on. It's a baked potato. It was the easiest, most perfect, and it was on this. You could use your snack credits for it. So it was this perfect little mini meal that you could eat. And for those of us that were runners, it was ideal to eat after a race because you'd load it up with your cheese and your bacon bits and your sour cream and kind of have a little bit of proteinish with your carbs and your salt. And it was the ideal post-race item. And they took it away, those jerks. I'm still side-eyeing y'all for that. I don't care if it's been 5 years. Anyway.
R.I.P. baked potato.
R.I.P. All right. So on that note, I am hungry and ready to eat something. I don't know what, but we also have in the Facebook group, there's like a whole list. Somebody started, I think Christina started a list of copycat recipes. So if you're into that, come join us. We've got a list of different things there. I'll even put my copycat Disney World baked potato recipe.
Oh my God. The obsession is real, y'all.
What? All right. I like what I like. Don't at me. All right. Oh, but for real, like Run Disney needs to come back like now, because my motivation to run is super, super lacking. I was running in order to get to the next Disney race. And now that there's not another one on the horizon until possibly November, yeah, my motivation to eat is really high. Just the running part is very lacking.
Same. But question for you listeners, are you in our Facebook group? I know I've mentioned it before. If you're not, why not? Come join us on Facebook in No Guilt Disney. That's where we got all these awesome responses from. And we have some day-to-day fun. We just finished a March Madness thing. Today, we're actually kicking off a Marvel watch along where we watch one movie a week from now until the end of time.
Hey, you know what? It may turn out the timing could be right, guys, that we could have timed this correctly to line up with if we watch one a week until Black Widow is released in theaters. Who knows? Like, it could, we didn't plan it that way, but because of this pushback of all the movies and stuff, it could end up that way. Wouldn't that be fun?
So Disney, if you hear us, please plan your Black Widow release to line up with the No Guilt Disney Facebook group.
Yeah,
thank you.
And you can Disney, you can email us at noguiltdisneypod@gmail.com if you want to coordinate this. We can let you know what our timeline is.
We're here for you.
Or feel free to join us in the Facebook group or follow us on Twitter. I know
flexible.
You guys, I know you're not doing anything right now, so we've got all kinds of good content for you. Anyway.
And you can also find that great content right here on the No Guilt Disney podcast. So make sure you keep joining us each week because Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to fangirl Disney alone. Bye.